This is the, well, I need to pass out if something Kenneth had prepared, going over the sewer district. I believe he is here to request that the county take back over the sewer district since they have a contract in place with the city to handle all the billing and collections and repairs and maintenance of that. The steering committee, or steering committee, the advisory committee, I believe voted unanimously to dissolve the committee.
So basically all that's left right now is in the contract we have, well, we can review, they have a review with the city to determine whether they're living up to the contract or not. So we can have a meeting with them once a year to see what they've done and see how things are going. As a private citizen, I would help on that.
Back earlier in the year, back midsummer, so we had talked about this. You, and I suppose that's what looking at your numbers. This is your final, you know, presentation. But we already said that, you know, we would take it back since the city now has it and we operate under public works. Is what I recall. And I did look in the minutes earlier over the weekend, and it was in there. I didn't write down the exact date, but so you're just bringing back to us what's left and.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at the top there. It's that's what's in the bank account right now. And then along the side here is the projected amount of money that's needed to pay for all these over the next 18 years. There's a 20-year contract with the city, so which can be renewed after the 20 years. And then we also rebated back $300 to each of the customers. Well, $300 for each water meter that was out there. So as long as they met a certain criteria, that's at the bottom there. So we rebated back to 218 people for $300 a piece. And actually, what we project you need to cover over the next 18 years, there's additional money there that we didn't extra there. So,
so this is finalizing everything.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Well, let's get the guidance on where to.
You have insurance at 200, so you have to carry insurance over the next 19 years.
That's what I got from
the bank. I believe this is additional liability insurance.
Just liability insurance.
What about the audit? Okay. Since we're not doing anything at this point, if cash coming back to the county, why would there be an audit every year?
Why would what?
Why would we have an audit? If we're not writing any checks, it's just going to be a cash balance sitting there. Why would we want to pay 12?
You know? If they're turning it back over now, the audit would not be in the 19 audit, but it will be in the 20.
Okay. But we're showing $22,800 over the next 19 years. Why would I pay to have an audit in an account that's not operational? Why wouldn't we just cover that under ours?
Was this the cost of the audit after they turned it over to the board?
That $1,200 there is, that's what you told me a while back there.
The audit would be as an individual audit. Yes.
Be the share of the audit for this fund.
That was a figure we got to Phil Jared's office.
Yeah, I understand.
For when he does do the audit, that would be their share of it, to audit it as an individual audit.
I just question the amount of it, the $1,200 per year for an audit that's not that much activity.
Yeah.
That's something we can discuss later. What you've done, you've set the money in the account, so we're covered. We just need to look at it later on. That's a little steep. Okay. So you're saying at the end of the deal, we had $69,000, $16.32 will be sent over to our trade or to the treasury.
Right. Okay.
We still have the loan payments. That'll be done.
Eight more loan payments to be made.
Would there be any savings by paying that off ahead of time?
Okay. Well, we've got
through the city.
The city's got it set up where they will reimburse us for half of that loan payment, each loan payment. And we had the idea that we'd pay it all off at once, but they didn't want to do that. So what we're doing is we're paying the whole payment, and then they're reimbursing us back half of that. So we're stuck with it for the next 8 years.
So we pay it at the end of the year, they pay you back, or pay back nearly half.
Yeah, we're paying every 6 months, and what we're doing is we pay it, and then
we invoice
them, and then they
reimburse us.
Okay. Pay the invoice. Right. That way it doesn't show up on their budget.
Well, public works are keeping straight. I'm fine with it.
True.
I'll make a motion to accept what's been presented to us with a cash balance of $69,016.32 to be transferred back to the treasurer of Montgomery County.
I'll second.
A little discussion. Call for the vote.
What are you doing? Is there anything else we need in this resolution? Make sure is that going to cover us?
Could I ask a question under discussion?
Yes.
The contract that's with the city, does it carry on if it goes back to the county?
Yeah.
There's no stipulation.
It's always been the county property.
Right.
Yeah, the contract has been with the county.
But I just wondered if the contract the
county commission
is clear on that.
Signed off on that.
So. And it's in the contract that the city will pay that.
Right.
It was in our contract.
That was my question.
Yeah, it was in the contract between both of us.
But it wouldn't change by the
yes.
Under the county's management.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have.
Yeah, call for the
vote. Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner McManus?
Yes.
Kenneth, thank you. Thank the board
yes.
for all of their work.
Yeah, thank you.